Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That 60 minutes when I'm out there, I want to win. I want to win the game. I want to beat the Denver Broncos. It's all love at the end of the day, but those small 3 to 4 second bursts, I got to go through these guys to get where I want to go. And it's kind of weird, but that's just how crazy the NFL is and the universe is. So instead of trying to fight it, I just embrace it. It's a cool event, you know, to be able to play against this new and improved, you know, Denver Broncos. The last time that they made the playoffs was last time we won a Super Bowl. So it's a full circle moment, and it's nothing but love and respect for the Denver Broncos and Broncos country for sure.
Von Miller was the MVP of Super Bowl 50. That's Denver's last postseason game, as he said. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. It's getting close. Sunday at 1 on WGR. Saturday, the Chargers at Houston, and then Steelers-Ravens. We didn't get to the Houston game with Joe, but I've seen on their show the talk that maybe the Chargers are getting a little bit too much respect.
Right. Yep.
I don't think so. You know, I've mentioned this with the Chiefs in mind before. I don't think, certainly it's a game Houston could win. What have the Chargers proven, you know? But I brought it up to Davis Maddock on ADP Chasing, Chiefs fan, this point, that I think the Chargers are the one team that, of the four possible opponents in round two, that the Chiefs could lose to. And he just simply said, they don't have enough good players. I guess that's maybe the issue with the Chargers.
Yeah.
But they've thrown the ball a lot more and been very successful at it. They've had pressure games down the stretch. They've won them all. And I just get vibes from Herbert that he knows that this is how you make a legacy at his position, that he's got to win. And he's playing like, you know, with a certain, maybe he always does, but lately I've sensed a certain higher level of commitment.
He is definitely, I shouldn't say definitely. My read is that he's running more. Like, he's more actively looking for opportunities to do that. I feel like once I started, I think at some point this year, I said, like, I haven't really sat with them yet. I need to, like, sort of like get a game here where I'm just sitting watching the Chargers. And it feels like ever since I said that, every time I've looked at them, even if it's just dipping in red zone or something, it's the, like, oh, there he goes with his legs again. I mean, he's not putting up incredible numbers, but he has just been more willing to do it. He's had some longer runs, I think, than you'd seen in the past, and he's capable of doing it. I mean, he's not Allen out in the open field or anything, but he is a big guy, and he moves. He's not, you know, some guys that are that, what is he, like 6 feet? This is Allen size, right? 6'5", 6'6", that range?
6'6".
Okay. Some guys that size, like, think about like what Bledsoe looked like out in the open field. It's just like, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that anymore. Nobody needs to see that.
I can still remember the clip from the Colts game, right. the bootleg.
Right.
We don't play it anymore because it took up half an hour.
Right. It took like 10 seconds for him to get from the 35 to the 30 or something.
Yeah.
Herbert is way better than that. Like, again, he's not Allen. He's not like an elite scrambler or runner. But he could do it and look like and hurt you doing it. And I feel like that light bulb went on for him at some point. I don't know if that is some part coaching, some part, like you're suggesting, him feeling like I need to take a step, I need to ascend to another level here. But I feel like I see him doing that more than I did in years past. So, you know, there is that piece. But I'm like you. I'm thinking about whether or not, you know, I'm also thinking about the picks already tomorrow, and I'm now five back. I think like you had a clean 5-0 sweep.
I love week 18.
Man, you nailed that, and I went 1-4 at a terrible time. So I'm or even worse. No, I 1-4. Anyway, I'm 5 behind. And so I'm gonna wait and see what you do tomorrow at 6 when you make your picks, and then decide. But if you're on the Chargers, I may go Houston just to try to catch up. Because to me, it's not crazy that they could win. Like, I've been down on them all year. That's the thing that's a little weird for me to, like, sort of back them now. Because I really don't like them in the game. But, hey, they could win. Sure. They're getting 2.5 at home. I don't know. I may tactically land there, but I'm not sure I'll really buy it.
Well, they won a playoff game last year, Houston, against Flacco. It's an interesting one. We've kind of ignored it. And the Bills will probably not play the winner.
Unless Pittsburgh pulls the upset Saturday night.
If that happens, then if the Bills win, they will. But, right, they probably the Steelers are likely to lose, and the winner of this game is likely to lose to Kansas City. So they probably will not play the winner of this game. But it's just, it's the stuff that can kind of drive you nuts with talk shows, narrative stuff with quarterbacks, how team results get so much credit, carry so much weight when the player is being analyzed, and sometimes it might just be ridiculous. But I feel like Herbert is in a position here under Jim Harbaugh now. I mean, he's made his point this year that he can get into the conversation with the top guys.
Right.
Beating Kansas City would do it.
Big time.
But even, like, you got to win this game first. And it's just been such a difficult season for Houston. Injuries at receiver, and they've just been so inconsistent or just not good. So I like the Chargers -3, I think. I think they're easily the better team there. But it's also a team that has a history of cracking, and if that means anything to you, I'm going to ignore that. It's not the same coach. I'm going to ignore that for this game, probably. We reserve the right to change our selections tomorrow. It's not official until tomorrow.
I'm probably going to do whatever you don't do.
With all the games or that? Just
no,
that one?
not with all the games. I mean, I've got to have some flexibility there. I can't. I'm not going to go across the board six opposite. I'm not. It's not time for that yet.
Too early.
I can still play the game. There's still, you know, there'll be four more games next weekend, and so I'm not dead.
Will you watch both games Saturday?
100%.
I'm not going to be able to.
I got nothing. I got nothing. My wife is working Friday night and Saturday night. So, like, she is barely awake when the first game kicks off and will be at work by the time the second game is underway. And, like, I got nothing. So I have no excuse. Well,
set the scene. On the big leather chair, couch.
Couch. There's no big leather chair anymore. There's a leather love seat and a leather matching sofa. So... No, not lying.
Sitting on the couch.
Sitting.
Okay, yeah. Sitting up.
Ottoman. Yeah, no, because lying down, I'm too vulnerable to sleep.
And your family's out of the house, you're saying? Your wife, at least.
My wife, at least. I don't know what the boys' plans are.
All right. You're sitting on the couch. You'll watch on CBS or on Paramount?
Oh, I'll go ahead and watch it on CBS.
CBS?
Sure.
Yeah. Will Fred be a part of this? Will Fred watch?
Fred will be around, especially if she... Well, yeah, no, he'll be around. He's with me constantly if she's at work.
I had a dog for many years, Samson, who died last year. Now we have Margot the pug. They're very different. One way where they're different. So we heard about this a long time ago with Samson. I just thought it was funny to have the TV on when, like, my family got home, my wife from work or the kids from school, and this dog TV channel, which had, like, one show was stimulation, one show was calm down, like dog TV. So here we go, Sam. Little dog TV today, special treat. Oh. I never saw him look at the TV. The only thing with regard to the TV that would interest or rouse Samson is a doorbell sound. A doorbell sound, or maybe knocking on a door. If he heard that sound, he would come to action. You know, he'd bark. This Margot watches TV.
That's awesome.
Only Murders in the Building. That's our show now.
Yep.
We watched the first episode of season 4 the other night. And she sits on the armrest of the couch or of the chair, like, kind of at attention, looking at the TV, watching the TV, I don't know what it is. What is it really? She's looking at the television.
Maybe there's a glare from outside on it, and she sees a bird or something. Who knows?
Who knows? But she's looking at it, and she's quiet. And in the first episode of season 4, there's a new dog, Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And Gravy shows up, and this Margot just pounces. Like, she jumps through the air. She can kind of fly.
I've never had a dog do this with a TV.
Runs right up to the television, puts her paws up.
Oh, my God.
This,
it's like the DirecTV commercial with the Jaguar in it.
Right. She doesn't go as far as to climb all over. She can't reach the TV.
Right.
But she just goes, she sprints up to it, puts her hand, her paws up on, I always want to say hands, her paws up on the table to hold herself up, and she looks at it and barks.
They are like little hands. That is awesome. That is awesome. I do not get that kind of interaction out of Fred with anything on the TV ever.
It's funny. I don't always want it.
Right.
But it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Her new friend is the dog from the show. I think she thinks that's her new
well,
friend.
That's great. And she's definitely seeing the TV, as it turns out, like when she's perched there, right? Like, no, there's no glare. Well, maybe there's a glare too, but whatever. She saw the dog.
I'm now starting to listen to, like, If she reacts to something, what was just said? Like, was there a phrase that we say that was just said, or maybe there's more than just a dog? Doorbell, yes. Door knocking, yes. But she does kind of like look at it like she's waiting for something to react to, which is what we're all doing.
Kind of. That's the point, I guess.
That's what we're all doing.
Right.
So Fred will be around. He might not be so attentive.
Yeah. I may go out even. I don't know. I mean, I can do anything I want. I'm a grown man.
Yes, you're 40.
Yeah, you can see me going out to watch like 8 hours of football, right?
How do you even do it?
There's no way I could do that.
It's like the tournament days.
Yeah.
Where, let's, strap in noon to midnight. Where do you just sit there and just keep drinking for 12 hours?
I mean, it's been done. Yeah.
It's been done. It does not appeal to me at all.
No, not anymore.
One game.
Yeah.
One game rule. I'll go out for one game, not two.
That's what I'm thinking. I think I may. Well, the trick with me, though, whatever. My wife's schedule could play into that. I like to see her for a little while in between these shifts, and Saturday, when she gets up, is going to be the only time for that. So if I'm out for the first game, I'd miss that. But that's the more appealing game. Because I thought this last week, too. Same thing. Total day, totally free. Games at 4:30 and 8:30 or whatever it was.
One 4:30 and 8.
One 4:30.
Or 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, last Saturday. Yeah. Anyway. I'm gonna go out and watch these games. I never got off that. I never got out of the off that perch that you just described.
4:30 was Denver Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was just locked. Couldn't. And I put on clothes that are presentable. Where am I gonna park?
Cold out.
It's cold. Really, this is all you need. I'm old. That's all I need. I don't need to see people. I'll watch this by myself. It'll be fine.
Mm.
That's what I did.
A little bit sad.
Yeah, it is a little sad. I agree.
Sal Capaccio can you imagine Sal doing that? No, he's going to go out and mix it up with people. He wants to be, he's very social, Sal. He would not just stay home, I think, in your situation.
You might be right.
Sal coming up at 5, Sabres pregame at 6, Buffalo at Ottawa. The Steve Foley Law pregame show with Paul Hamilton at 6 tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.